Elissa Walker Campbell back with you in hour number two of Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The baseball conversation continues, and we are so delighted to have with us in hour number two our very own Andy Pondillo with our weekly MLB news and notes. And I was just thinking Andy was going to be, you know, sashaying into studio. He'd be in the best mood in the world, but he's lamenting a bit because his Astros, they are struggling mightily. What in the world's going on?
Well, it's hard to figure out what's going wrong right now because sometimes you talk about the hitting, sometimes you talk about the pitching, sometimes you'll find some dysfunctional state in the clubhouse. And really with the Astros, you can't even pinpoint what's wrong because everything on the field is wrong right now. So we can, you know, slice and dice it. But at the end of the day, I mean, you just kind of shake your head and ask what happened to this team.
Is it possible that they have forgotten how to play baseball?
No, they're a very talented team. And you look around the league and look at the experts and what they're saying about this debacle right now. Most of them say they still have the Astros as a postseason team. They don't believe the Rangers can get through 6 months. They don't believe the Mariners can get through 6 months. They don't even believe in the A's or the Angels at all. So they really think the Astros can get back in it right now, you know, to right around that five-game back marker, as bad as they've been, because the division isn't that strong. So the Astros certainly have a chance to fix what they've done thus far. It's a very long season, but when you watch the games, you watch the quality of play, you see the fundamentals falling apart in the field, you see a lot of base running errors. You know, there's two things that'll come to mind real quick. One is it's a young team, and young teams, once the book is out on them, they tend to struggle a little bit. It's that sophomore year where everybody knows what they are, everybody knows what they can do, and they will work very, very hard to figure out what your weakness is and continue to exploit it at the plate. Second thing is the way the Astros ended last season versus the Kansas City Royals was demoralizing. The 4-run lead in game 4, you blow the lead, you lose the series. Did they recover from that loss? That's something you got to start to raise the question of a little bit.
Okay, so the Astros are trying to find their rhythm. They're trying to find their groove. Talk to me about leadership. Who needs to step up and help get these guys back on track?
Well, that's part of the problem is that the Astros, while they have a fun clubhouse, everybody gets along, they don't have a lot of veteran leadership. You look up and down that lineup, you don't see a whole lot of veterans. You do see Kobe Rasmus. You do see Carlos Gomez. These guys have been in the league a while, but they're not your cagey veterans. They're not like the guys the Rangers have, an Adrian Beltre or a Prince Fielder, or if you go over to the Seattle Mariners, a Robinson Cano, a Nelson Cruz. These guys who have been there have done that. And maybe not necessarily all of them have won a championship, but they do know what it takes to get to, you know, one of the highest levels in baseball, whether it be the LCS or the World Series. The Astros don't have that experience. The only guy in that lineup that I look at as a veteran that can really lead these young guys in the right direction is probably Kobe Rasmus offensively. He's putting up numbers he's never put up before at 29 years old. Is he a late bloomer? You know, people are going to start to ask that as he's starting to hit for more power. He's seen more pitches. He's drawn walks. And it really seems like a lot of the guys in the clubhouse rally around him.
So is he like the lone bright spot so far this season?
He and Altuve have been bright spots. Altuve's been very consistent. He's hitting for more power. He's made a lot of base running decisions that are very questionable. He's defensively been solid. Correa, you know, we saw him get off to a very hot start. We thought he was just going to roll through the season. He's Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa is still a 21-year-old second-year player, and he is playing at a time when guys are playing in college, a time when guys are playing in single A. People have to remember he's a 21-year-old shortstop. At the end of the day, no matter how good he's going to be, no matter how awesome he was last year, he is still a 21-year-old shortstop, and there's going to have to be other producers on this team. You can't rely on a 21-year-old to carry your team offensively.
It is our MLB News and Notes. Andy Pondillo inside the Quicken Loans studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. My assessment and takeaways is, and I'm very surprised, the starting pitching, how can it be worst in the league?
Well, that's very questionable as to what has happened. Now, the one thing a lot of people will say is that the Astros don't have enough hard throwers, that they run out five guys that all pitch off a 91-mile-per-hour, 88-mile-per-hour fastball. They have to two-seam it. They cut it. They got some curveballs. They're mixing. They're matching. But for all of them to be struggling as much as they have in the beginning of the season is quite different, quite unexpected for the Astros. And it goes back to, once again, that this team and this pitching staff, they snuck up on people last year, and they were not going to let that happen again in the AL West, and we're going to let it happen in the American League. These guys are attacking the Astros early in the count, or if these guys are coming out a little wild, they're just not swinging at pitches. That regardless, it feels like a lot of times you watch these games and opposing teams just kind of know what's coming when these pitchers deliver a pitch. They're going to have to make their adjustments. And, you know, we see one guy go down from the starting rotation already. Scott Feldman is being temporarily, they say, moved to the bullpen. And then you have a youngster coming up, Davinsky, who has been awesome in that bullpen role. So we have Lance McCullers also coming back off the disabled list. He was a very spectacular rookie last year. That could cost another rotation spot for the Astros. So if they don't produce, they're going to be moved out of this rotation no matter what they've done in their careers.
Our MLB news and notes with Andy Pondillo right here at YSR. And would you agree with this as far as the Astros? I mean, it seems like it's what they're doing is very similar to what the Mariners did last year.
Yeah, the Mariners, 87 wins. Then they come back last year, and they didn't look like they knew how to play baseball through the All-Star break. Robinson Cano couldn't hit. The offense was horrible. The bullpen was horrible. People in Seattle, people around baseball were wondering what in the heck happened to this team. This isn't the first time we've seen this. Now, the question is, how long does it last? We've seen the Rays, when they came out of nowhere in 2008, they go to a World Series. Next season, they don't look like they know what they're doing anymore. We've seen the Giants win a World Series, actually win the World Series out of nowhere. Next year, it doesn't look like they know what they're doing. So I think when these teams come out of nowhere, there's not as much focus put on them. The scouting isn't as good. The young players come out and they do great things, and then they kind of dip back to reality at some certain point. So the Astros have to figure out what adjustments they have to make to start winning again. And really, the Mariners did last year. The year looks like a failure to their expectations last season. That was to win the American League West. Some people had them as far as the World Series. They didn't get there, but they did end the year looking like a competitive team. The question's always going to be, when these teams come out struggling like this, how many losses can you absorb right now and be able to make up later? That's what you're always scared about. If you get too far back, then you spend months trying to regain the position you're in. If you get 15 games under 500, it's going to take a long time to get back to that. At that point, you're trying to get to 500 by the All-Star break and just crossing your fingers for any type of wild card chance. So the Astros, they can't get much further back than they are right now.
Okay, we've highlighted the Astros, the American League West. What other team jumps out at you?
Well, the White Sox seem to be the fun team right now. Everybody's talking about in the American League, and you know they have a spectacular record, best record in the American League. I mean, you look at this team, you see Chris Sale, that he's a spectacular pitcher. Maybe this is the year he goes out and wins that Cy Young Award. He's been, you know, a top fleet American League pitcher for many years now. He's been rumored in trades. He had the whole Adam LaRoche and Drake LaRoche drama before the season. No one would have expected Chicago to do this. And you got the Cubs on the other side. So everybody in Chicago is having a grand old party right now. It feels too good to be true for both organizations. But right now, they're the talk of the MLB and the success that both of these teams are having. The Cubs expected, the White Sox very unexpected.
Okay, Andy Pondillo with us about another 30 seconds at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. First of all, we didn't ask you. Tell the listeners where they can go and check you out.
That's AstroChat on ESPN975.com.
Okay, so let's head up I-45. Give us a hit on the Rangers. What have we seen so far?
Rangers have been a bit of a roller coaster. They dominated the Astros, as they seem like they always do. They go and get swept by the White Sox. And, you know, right now at the Yankees, they've taken their lumps and they've given their lumps. So they've been a bit of a mixed bag so far, and that's put them right around that 500 marker. The one consistent thing is their bullpen does not look good. They're not going to get through a 162-game season without a better bullpen. They were able to get through with Band-Aids last year, and it was pretty impressive. I don't know if they can do it again. I still like the Mariners in this division, and the Astros is who I like preseason if they ever figure it out. I think the Mariners and Astros are the most complete teams in the division, but don't count out the Rangers. With that veteran lineup, they can slug their way to, you know, over 84, 85 wins this season.
And don't count out the Astros. You got to be patient. Andy, thank you so much for dropping by. We appreciate you each and every week coming on our program. Thanks.
Always fun.
Much more in hour number two, straight ahead, right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us at Twitter, @eRadioSports. We will be right back.